part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
All right, welcome back to Mid Morning Empowerment. Like I've promised you, we will be talking to Pastor Marere. We are looking at parenting with purpose, boys, and loyalty. So, Pastor is on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Morning, ma'am.
I am very well, thank you. And how are you, my Pastor?
I'm doing well. The Lord is leading.
Amen. My Pastor, before we get into our conversation, can you pray for us?
Let's pray. Our Father, what in heaven, I want to thank you for another moment that you have given us to discuss about parenting. May you guide, may you lead us, may you inspire us so that we are going to discuss those things that are going to edify us. For we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my Pastor. We are looking at boys and loyalty. For boys, friendship is often built on jokes, games, and unspoken rules. But real loyalty runs deeper. It means being dependable, honest, and brave when it matters most. Let's explore what true friendship really looks like among boys and how loyalty shapes character. So what does it mean to be loyal, to be a loyal friend, even when your friend is wrong?
Okay, thank you so much, ma'am. Being a loyal friend means standing by your friend's side through thick and thin. Otherwise, through good times and bad times, supporting them even when they are wrong. It involves offering constructive criticism in a caring and non-judgmental way, guiding them towards making better decisions while still showing them love and understanding. Mm. So true friendship is not whereby my friend is wrong, I leave him alone. There is a statement that young people love so much, which says, I will not play with you. Okay. But true friendship is something to do in bringing back my friends into righteous, into good moral principles. So true loyalty is about being there for your friends, no matter what, and helping them navigate through situations with honest and compassion. Mm. So this is what I can say.
So if your friend is wrong, are you willing to tell your friend that, my friend, you are wrong by doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yes, that's true friendship. If I don't tell my friend the wrongdoings, there is no genuine love there.
Mm. Sure. And how do peer pressures test a boy's ability to stand by someone or stand up for what's right?
So in response to that, peer pressure can definitely test a boy's ability to stand by someone or stand up for what's right. When faced with peer pressure from friends or social groups to engage in behavior that goes against their morals or beliefs, a boy must make a difficult decision. It takes courage and strength to resist this peer pressure and stay true to oneself. However, by doing so, a boy demonstrates integrity and shows that he is not easily swayed by the opinions of others. So ultimately, peer pressure can be a valuable learning experience that helps shape a young man's character and values, standing by someone who stands up for what is right. So peer pressure, remember, it's a common challenge that many young boys face as they navigate through their social circles. It's crucial for young boys to develop a strong sense of self-awareness, knowing who are they, and confidence to resist negative influences.
sure. And can you be loyal to multiple people who don't like each other? And how do you handle that? Let's say I have two friends, but these two friends, they don't get along. I am the glue between them.
Yes, it's possible, ma'am. Because it's possible to be loyal to multiple people who don't like each other. Even they don't talk to each other.
Sure.
The key is to maintain an open and honest communication with both parties, while also setting boundaries to prevent conflict. I think you get it there.
Okay.
I can be friends to these two different groups, you know, parties who don't talk together, but I should be careful that I maintain my boundaries. It is important to respect each person's feelings and avoid getting involved in the middle of their disagreements. Additionally, showing empathy and understanding towards both individuals can help navigate the situation with integrity and diplomacy. Ultimately.
Hey, yo. I hear you, Mfundisi, but the problem... Oh, okay. It seems like we are losing Mfundisi. Oh.
So it's possible.
It seems like we've lost you for a second then, Mfundisi.
Sorry.
Yes, I hear you, Mfundisi. But then the problem comes when one thinks that when... Oh, okay.
It's about being... I was saying loyalty is about being true to oneself.
Yeah.
Yes, you need to be true to yourself and while still being disrespectful and considerate towards others.
My problem is that when I have two friends, the other one would think that when I spend time with the other one, maybe we are talking about the other one.
So I get you.
How do I balance the two?
Okay. Now it depends now. There is another thought that has come to me. The three of you, are you in the same vicinity or someone is, you stay at different locations? What type of friendship?
Let's say we are staying in the same location. They are not far apart.
Okay, normally it depends now, we have the same schedule, but what you need to do to balance, remember I mentioned that you need your boundaries on making sure if you are making appointments, you don't make an appointment that brings these two together.
Okay.
But you need some diplomacy in make sure you separate them, but at the same time, you are closer to them. You avoid what I can call convergence. Maybe if it happens, I mistake not planned to bring them together. Also, you literally know that these two they don't go along well.
And why does loyalty sometimes mean telling your friend truth, the hard truth, or like why does loyalty sometimes mean telling your friend the hard truth?
Thank you so much, ma'am. That one, I can define it as tough love.
Sure.
It means telling your friends the hard truth, because genuine loyalty involves looking out for your friend's best interest. Even if it may be uncomfortable or difficult to hear. By being honest and transparent, you are demonstrating true loyalty by helping your friend grow and improve, even if it means delivering a hard truth that he or may not want to hear. So loyalty involves building trust and showing that you have your friend's back, even in tough situations.
Sure. Last one for this before I let you go. How does the story of David and Jonathan redefine friendship for boys today?
Thank you, ma'am. That one is a powerful concept, you know. You know, David and Jonathan, whose two become friends, even the father of Jonathan was not yet about it. So the story of David and Jonathan sets a powerful example of friendship that can redefine the way boys view and understand this concept of friendship today. Throughout their story, we see loyalty, unwavering support, and genuine care for one another's well-being. These qualities serve as a model for boys to learn how to be true friends who are there for each other through thick and thin.
Mm.
Also, the story redefines friendship as a bond that goes beyond mere convenience or popularity, emphasizing the importance of trust, empathy, and genuine connection.
Mm.
By reflecting on the deep friendship between Jonathan and David, boys today can strive to cultivate meaningful and lasting relationships built on mutual respect and support.
Wow. Powerful one, my pastor. Thank you so much for your time. But before I let you go, there's something bothering me, Mfundis.
Yes.
Before I called you, there's something that I mentioned before this conversation. It's not related to what we are talking about right now. So, as Mfundis, as a parent, there's a pastor I was talking, I once spoke to, I'm not sure when. We were talking about dating. Right.
Yes.
So the pastor mentioned that you can date as many as you want. And then for me to get married, I have to date a person to get to know them better, right? Before getting married, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then.
Yes. Maybe before I respond, are you done with your question?
Yes, yes, yes. That was the last one, Fundi. See, it was.
Yes.
Yes.
So from my understanding, my apology to, I should not apologize.
Yes.
I am against the principle of dating as many partners before marriage.
Okay. Okay.
But the safest way is to have friends where there is no dating.
Okay.
Yes, because we are growing in a community.
Right.
Just friends without dating.
Right.
That one is better.
Right.
Because dating a lot of people, it will be difficult in the future for you. There will be some difficulties. Because remember, where there is dating and it fails to mature into marriage,
right,
these are the ones which you have challenged in the future, whereby it can also become causing unfaithfulness in marriage.
Right.
Date one person at a time. When it fails, you go to another one.
Right. So, I mean, my question here is that...
Hello, are you still there?
Yes, yes, Mfundis, I am here. Can you hear me? Okay, it seems like we are losing Mfundis. Hello? All right, Mfundis cannot hear me anymore. Hello? All right, not a problem. It seems like you've lost Mfundis. I don't know what happened, but he was explaining that it is not okay. It is not okay to date many people. At least make friends with other people so that you understand them better than dating as many as you want. That's wrong. But my question was not there, right? Okay, it seems like Mfundisi, we've lost Mfundisi there. All right, Mfundisi, can you hear me now?
Yes, I was saying, date one person at a time.
Yeah.
When it fails to mature into marriage.
Right.
That's when you can go into another one. The only safest is to have as many friends as possible where there is no something in dating. Yes.
So, yeah, I'm Mfundisi. But my question, I was going somewhere with this question.
You can go.
Yeah, yes. Let's say this dating, it has failed. Because
yes,
some not every relationship will succeed. So this dating has failed and we ended up not getting to a point where we get married. Now we call that person an ex, right? Will you, as a parent, would you allow your child to speak at an ex's funeral, or allow them to cover all the funeral expenses?
Okay. And covering all the funeral expenses is discouraged. In the same way, when you are in a dating, you must not do much investment on another, on your, what do you call it?
Ex.
Yes.
Sure. No.
Because remember,
yeah,
these things have something to do with bonding.
Right.
So the more you invest, the more you increase the bond. For example, I'm not married.
Right.
I've got a girlfriend.
Right.
Something like she has got challenges of fees from first year to fourth year. Then after 4 years, you discover that this thing is not working. So the challenge in this level, you have much invested in it. So if there is no compatibility that to help you to get married, you can call it an ex, but the investment is strengthened the bond. So this will cause unfaithfulness in the future.
Sure.
So there are some limits that we need to make sure you don't go beyond that. So if in an ex, how can I be a spokesperson on my ex? No, it's not an ex.
Yeah. I know. You've answered my question, Mfundisi. Thank you so, so much for your time. This thing was bothering me because I saw something on social media platforms. It was trending and I was so worried about it. I wanted someone who can explain these things, that are we forgetting our roots, or are we not teaching our children enough to understand that there are boundaries? You don't do certain things.
We should respect these boundaries. Yes. So, may God help us.
Hey, may God help us, Mfundisi. Thank you so much for your time, Mfundisi. Can we close this conversation with a word of prayer?
Let's pray. Our Father who art in heaven, the Lord God is merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. You, Jehovah, keeps mercy for thousands. Help our young men, health, and find genuine friends. When they find some difficult situations, may you provide them conflict resolution skills. Also helping those who are going through dating so that their dating will mature and marry. Guide and bless this program. For we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so, so, so much, Mfundisi, for your time. Until next time, have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.